Today's daf in Besechet Eruvin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Tzadi, and we are holding right there on the top line. So basically, let's just review where we're at right now. We have a machlokas in the Mishnah, three-way machlokas: Rabbi Meir, the Chachomim, and Rabbi Shimon. Precisely how to define that machlokas, we're only going to get to at the end of the daf today, although we saw before a little bit of an insight that according to Rabbi Meir, we brought earlier, later Gemara, that according to Rabbi Meir, we look at each type of rishos as being separated. And that is because of a gezeira of a tel b'rishot harabim. We want people to get used to distinguishing types of rishos. And not only that, but it even extends further. Not only do we say, okay, Gagot are one type of rishut, karfifot are another type of rishut, chotzer is another type of rishut, despite the fact they may have exactly the same din in terms of total, even a difference in height of more than 10 tefachim, or 10 tefachim and more, between a various rishut and the same exact type and physical construct of rishut is also a gezer. Mishum amud rishut arav, a remarkably chomor expression of that gezer across the board.
We don't pass them with this on the rishus.
No. If we did, we'd really be in trouble. I mean, you wouldn't be able to use things in your front yard. It would be terrible. We pass it like Rabbi Shimon, actually. The Chachamim, on the other hand, the Chachamim say, look, the gagot are also limited by the fact that they are considered to be prutzot. And if you have more than one person living in the houses that underneath those gagot, then you've got a problem on there, even on top of the gagot. So they introduce a new issue. On the one hand, they're meikel, because they don't hold of this problem that Rabbi Meir has created because of his gezeira, which forces them to distinguish between rishuyot. On the other hand, however, they hold that there is a problem of diurim on the gag, just as there are diurim underneath the gag. And the question of what they hold in terms of carrying on the gag, we saw up until now that there was a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as to whether we view the mechitzot underneath as absolutely separating the rishuyot on top, in which case you would be allowed to carry, at least on your own gag, you'd be allowed to carry, and it's just you can't carry from one to the other. Whereas the other approach, if you hold there's no mechitzas, that's what Rav holds, this is completely porut to a makom that's osur loy, because you don't have an eruv with it, and because of that, you're not even allowed to carry on your own gag outside of arba amot. So it would have a din of a karmelit. So we had a sub machloket in the shita of the Chachamim. Then we had Rabbi Shimon, who says, look, there's never a problem of carrying kelim sheshoftu, either in a chotzer or in a gag or in a karfaf. As long as they weren't in a house, they can be moved to any other similar din rishut, even though it's not the same physical construct of rishut. So karfefot, gagot, chatzerot, all the same thing. As far as I'm concerned, tainis Rabbi Shimon. Now today, we're going to find some additional subtleties in this shitot over here, and some strange, what appear to be reversals of the Shita of Rav and Shmuel in the dinim of Gagas, of the Bitter Rebbe Meir, and the Chachamim. So first let's start off with Rami Bar Chama's question that he raises. Boy Rami Bar Chama, Shtei Amot B'Gag, V'Shtei Amot Ba'Amud. Now, suppose you have an Amud that is separated, as Tosas explains, at least four Tvachim from that gag. So now it's considered to be a separate rishus. It's 4x4. It's 10 high. And therefore, now obviously, therefore, it really has a din of rishus hayachid. And the whole question, as Gemara is going to point out, doesn't really begin. However, what Rami Bar Chama is talking about is essentially we have two things on the same level, both of which would have the same halacha. And now the shaila is whether you can carry the four amot that you're allowed to carry from one to another, because after all, an amud is not an area that is considered to be for diur. So by definition, it should be exactly the same as an extension of a gag. Maybe the only problem that Rabbi Meir had, it's on the same level. Same level. So yeah, if it's a different level, then obviously it's a same level. And now you just want to step off and stand on the amud to get a beautiful view, right? Now, since there's no diurin, and the only problem that Rav had about the idea of an area that was poritz to makom that's osurlei was because of the fact that it's different diurin. You need an eruv, you don't have an eruv, but an amud you don't need an eruv. So what would be the din of carrying your two amot on the gog and then two amot in the amud? Mahu. Omar Rabbi, well, what in the world? What is he thinking? An amud is a reshut hayachid. Forget about the other issue. He has a din of a gog, where the gog is a carmelite. And an amud is a reshut hayachid. Understand what we know that you can't carry from carmelite to reshut hayachid. He's asking something that any 2-year-old knows. The truth is, Rami Bar Chama Agav Churfe Lo Ayin Bar. Rami Bar Chama was very, very sharp. He talked a little bit too fast. I mean, what he was raising is a valid question, but the physical description that he put it into is very misleading. What he wanted to ask was like this: Hachi kamei boyle, shtei amot begag and shtei amot in a rishus, which does not have the yuri. That's even a achsadra. There's two ways of understanding, which are two separate girsot in Rashi, which unfortunately in the Rashi we have in our Gemara. The two opposite Yersot were stuck into the same Rashi, and therefore Rashi is indecipherable. But either the part about it's being on the gag of the Achsadra shouldn't be there, or the part about the gag, the edge of the gag of the Achsadra, and the question of whether it's considered to be Pitikro versus Bechiza shouldn't be there. But in any event, you've got an area that is definitely not for Dira. People do not live in a gazebo. That's what an Achsadra. So if you got two amot in the achsadra, let's assume that the case is stepping off from the gag of the roof onto the gag of the patio. Now, what would be the din over there? And that's really basically what the question is. Because the only problem that Rav had was the question of diur. Now, it's true that the patio belongs to someone else. Fine. But he can't live there. So now, me amina, given the low high chazil adir, the low high chazil adir. Basically, what are you boiling it down to? A roof is not considered to be royal adir. The area of either the achsadra itself, you have that gears, or the roof of the achsadra is not royal adir. But there's also no dira underneath. And therefore, what we're talking about is one rishos, chada rishos. Because up until now, what we understood was diurin is the problem. Just like it's in the chotzer. If there's somebody who lives in that chotzer, he asers. If he doesn't live in the chotzer, he doesn't aser. Even though he may own part of the chotzer, he doesn't aser. He has to have a mokum that is royal adira. And maybe he's using it as a storage shed, but it's royal adira. That's what we said earlier. So now the shaila is, if you don't have enough diurin that are going to aser, so then it ought to be something that there's no problem of Erev. And therefore, it should be mutter. Oh, Dilma, maybe. Kivan de migag gag osir, migag lachsadranami osir. Maybe there's something, and here's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that it might be that the issue is that here it's not a question of diurin, it's a question of a gezera of owners. So that Rav said straight out, if you have different owners of property, the confusion level is so great in terms of Erev downstairs, we answer it upstairs. We can't start allowing people to make these kind of distinctions. It's one thing to discuss the question of Erev, it's another question to discuss the issue of the tiltal when we know we're not going to have Erev. Fine. So therefore, we answered it straight across. That's my question. We don't have an answer to that. Boy Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. Now Rav Bibi Bar Abaya comes along and he asks the Beis HaMidrash, how about if you got two amot on a gag and you have two amot in a churva? Again, Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot, we're talking about on the roof of the churva, or are we talking about on the inside of the churva? But the point is, it's the same kind of question, no? It sounds like the same question. No. Because in a churva, you don't have diurin. So therefore, there should be no basis for asering alibid Rav. Omer of Kahana, that sounds very suspiciously like Rami Bar Chama's question. You know, are you... You're trying... Yeah, cheating a little bit over here. Omer of Bibi Bar Abaya, are you accusing me of plagiarism? Did I steal this idea from somebody else and now I'm just a Nazi? Venatsoi? Meaning I'm just here to argue and to claim that I have something new. Chas v'sholem, what's the matter with you? There's no comparison between the cases. The case that he asked was about an achsadra. An achsadra is not royal adira at all. Okay? So what I'm asking you is an intim tzoloma, as we'll see. A churva is royal adira. It's just that nobody's bothered fixing it up to move in. That's all. So, and what's your question? Okay, fine. It's royal adira. So, my coming by way, what's he asking new? Now, of course, he's asking Rami's question, but he's asking it in an extended fashion. That's what he's doing. He's saying, let us assume, Imtim Shaloma. That's what he's asking. Imtim Shaloma. Imtim Shaloma Kama. Imtim Shaloma. If you're going to tell me that the answer to Rami Bar Chama's question about the Achsadra is that you don't have a problem carrying two amot on the roof and two amot on the Achsadra. I want to question whether perhaps that's only because you cannot live in an Achsadra. It doesn't have any walls. So, Chazil Adira, would you say the same thing about a churva, which is Chazil Adira? And, or would you say, well, I mean, no, over there it's a real house and it's owned by somebody else? Odilma. Or maybe you would say, okay, but the bottom line is there are no Dior and nobody's living there. The guy's he's abandoned the house.
It would be after Shibutsil.
Well, no, it's Roy Adira. It's just the ich. Okay. But Lamaisa, somebody wants to, when somebody wants to move in, they'll move in.
It's called a fixer upper, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Lamaisa, we leave these questions open. Now, obviously, every imtim saloma sounds at the beginning a little bit like plagiarism, because I'm predicating my question on somebody else's question. But I mean, I expect you to understand that when I raise it. Now, the question is like this, and here, this is a remarkable, what appears to be on the surface, a reversal between Rav and Shmuel's approach. In a case where, according to Rabbi Meir, the Gagim are all on the same level, and I'll leave it to Rabbanan, if it's a single guy, and therefore there's no problem in Erev, it's not Porutz at all, because you've got only one owner. So, I mean, Lechora, there should be no problem. Rav says, yeah, there's indeed no problem. You can be metalt on the whole thing. What's the problem? Shmuel says, no, you can only be metalt on Barbam. It's ridiculous. Until now, Shmuel's been saying, even where you do have a problem, you can be metalt on the whole thing. And now all of a sudden, if you don't have a problem, then you can only be metalt on Barbam. I'd like to hear you explain this one to me. So he's going, what? Rav Amar Mutta Tafabakulo. So now, what, are we reversing Rav Sheet all of a sudden? Kasha the Rav out of Rav? No, it's not Kasha at all. Hatam lo minkra mechitzata. Remember that there's a big difference. We're in a case where over there, Rav says, the Rabbanan would never say, you can extend invisible walls through the roof. Okay, so there you have a problem because you don't have any mechitzas. However, in this case, you have the mechitzas of the house. Mechitzas of the house, we said before, everybody's made it. That's called minkra mechitzasa. If you've got New York homes that are 3 inches apart from each other, so now it's minkra, the edge of the house. So over here, the edge of the house is absolutely nikkur. So therefore, what's the problem? Why can't you be metalta bekula? It's not porutz at all. See, if it wasn't minkra mechitzasa, would it be porutz? Yes. Why? It's just the air off the edge of the earth. That doesn't matter, because for all intents and purposes, it pours into its own chutzah, or into the Rishus Rabban that's next to it. We don't care if it's higher or lower, unless you view that as a mechitzah. But if you wouldn't view mechitzah's minkaris as being a mechitzah extends upward, so then it would be pours to the street. But since we've already explained before that we do accept those mechitzahs when they are minkaris, so because of that, there's no problem. But how could Shmuel come up with a problem? How could it be worse not to have the problem with Mechitzas than to have a problem with Mechitzas? I'm really confused. Says Shmuel Omer Ein Metalten Ba'Elabar Mahames. I mean, that's a complete reversal. Kasha to Shmuel to Shmuel. No, says Shmuel. You're wrong. Because in a case where you had separate batim, remember those virtual walls? Now, those virtual walls meant that any particular area of the God was surrounded by mechitzas, by the rooms. If they're surrounded by the rooms, that is to say, what we would call separate homes beneath, no home is bigger than Beit Zatayim. So you don't have a problem with a karfaf that's amuka fladira. But over here, you told me it's a gag yechidi, or it's a place where we don't have any consideration of separate mechitzas underneath. Now you've got Yotam Beit Zatayim. Oh, so now the question is like this. The mechitzas that were built for the house are obviously ladira. That's their function. The din is that a carmelite that was mukaf ladira, you can carry him.
Even if it's bigger than
base. But Shmuel holds that when you extend the mechitzas upwards, you are creating new mechitzas. Those mechitzas were not made. So there's virtual construction. If you ask Bob the builder, what did you build these for? It wasn't to live in. So, but underneath that was the foundation. The foundation of my new walls. So the new walls, which as you all see, extend beautifully around you up to the sky. They're marvelous. Those new walls are not mukaf ladira. Brilliant. Whereas Rav says, good asik takes the same wall and brings it up. So if that wall was built ladira, then by definition, the gag is mukaf mechitzas ladira. Is one using the walls underneath? I love it. Okay? So therefore, it becomes over here, according to Shmuel Karfaf, that's yotar mibeit zatayim, shelo hukaf ladira. In which case, Eimatatim bar Ela Barba Bashink, in the other case, was Pachas Rebeit Zatayim. So why can't I carry on it? These guys are amazing. It's just brilliant. Okay? Whereas Rav holds, you've got these mechitzas, what's the problem? Now, this is one of the craziest. I love this next case. It's just so brilliant. How about the Queen Mary? So here you've got a boat. Now, people are obviously living in the boat. Okay? So how could there be a problem? And obviously, the company has the rishus to all of the furniture and the rooms. There's no problem. Everything. One rishus. Fine. Says Rav, if that's the case, carry wherever you want the Queen Mary. What's the problem? Mutter the talda b'kula. So she went, no, you can only carry within our bahamas. Why? Listen to this one. Why? Because it wasn't hukaf ladira. Why is it not hukaf ladira? People are going to live in it. Because normally, if you make spatial differences, all you have to take into consideration is the space. So why did you separate one space from the other? For living purposes. Anybody who claims that the reason that you have a separation of spaces in a boat is for living purposes, as opposed to not sinking, is out of his mind. The reason you've got that wall is because boats are made to float on the water and keep the water on one side and the air on the other side. Now, you can't tell me, well, I mean, I only made that in order for people to live. You made that in order not to sink the boat. So the fact that it has an ancillary application in which now that I don't have water flooding the Titanic, I can also actually live in the Titanic, that's very sweet. But it certainly is not the reason that you built the boat. Right, but that's the main question.
You built another wall.
No, those are all.
Those are interior walls
that are bottled to the main walls. So the main of the hull. The hull is not made for space, for living space. So Rav says that Mutter the Talib Kula, what do you mean? You've got beautiful mechitzas. Shmuel says, those mechitzas? Those mechitzas are Avriach Mayim Messias. They're not made for living purposes. Brilliant. Of course, there's nobody at the time that would have understood what this is about. So Rabbi Abayah says, okay, but this is brilliant, but I mean, what's the halacha? Is the halacha like you, or is the halacha like Rav? So obviously the halacha is like Rav. Nobody's going to take this seriously. I mean, Be'etzim, we always paskin like Rav when it comes to Issa. Remember, that's why Shmuel is called Melech El Asar. He's El Asar, not for Israel. That's where LSI comes from. So not for Isser, so if he, I mean, apparently he was Makabo, so the Achronim, apparently it was Makabo, that this is the truth. Okay, Alokal Maisa, he's Maida, that we can't pass him on that. On Rav Gil, on Rav Chir Bar Yosef, you should know that Rav agrees that if you turn the boat upside down, that then you cannot use those mechitzas to go up, even though the mechitzas min karot. So, ein metatim ba elabar ba amot. Wait a minute. What were you thinking when you turned the boat upside down? I mean, it's possible to turn a boat upside down. There's a storm. You're vagabonds. You have a boat. You turn upside down to live on the beach in a storm. Yeah, so then you've got a house that's made out of a boat. In which case, those mechitzas were mechitzas that were suya l'diur. Well, I understand what the problem is. Why would they not be good enough to be a gag on a house? See, you aim a lot dur takta. Well, you turn the boat upside down to protect you from the rain and the wind. Now it's your house. So then, mashami gag yechidi. I thought Rav said that in a case where you have a gag at a single house, we don't have a problem. Rav is waiting to be betata bekula, and he does not hold that it's not mukaf l'dir no matter how big it is. No, it's talking about you turn it upside down in order to waterproof it. You want it to reseal the bottom of the boat. If you want to reseal the bottom of the boat, then even inside the boat is not mukaf l'dir. So even inside of the boat, if it would be more than Beit Satayim, since it's not there in order to live in, it wouldn't be able to be metalto outside of Arba Amreis. Now, Rav Ashi, indeed, was massive. The whole question of Rav Chir Bar Yosef about Maida and so on, that he said that was going on the case of the Sfina, as we just said. But Rav Acha Bered, the Rav also had been the Kabbalist, and who made a Rav? But not on this case, rather on the case of the Aksadra, which follows the Itma. Aksadra Babika. You have a gazebo in the middle of the Sahara Desert. Right? So in other words, there's no mechitzas around it. It's only a gazebo that only has a roof and that doesn't have any mechitza at all. Rav says over there, it doesn't matter. You could be metalto anywhere within that gazebo. And Shmuel says, how can you be metalto in the gazebo? It's the same as the desert around us. The din of a desert or a bika is that it has a din of a Carmelite. There's no mechitzas here to separate this area from the Carmelite around it. It's porutz kula, and because of that, it's same halacha. In a Carmelite, you can't go out of Arba Amot. What's Rav Svara? Rav Omar Mutar L'Talto B'Kula. Because this is what? There's a local Meshmi Sinai that says, Pit Tikra Yorei V'Sotei. So now the way the gazebo is made is that it has a top. You look at that top and you see an edge on the top. That edge, if it's attached to a roof, is viewed as coming down as well. So it's completely surrounded by mechitzes. Indeed, they're virtual mechitzes. But you could say, Pit Tikra Yorei V'Sotei, even where there's not even the hint of a mechitza. Shmuel says, "Ein metaltalim ba ela barabaan lo amrinam pitikra yored v'sotein." In this particular case, which is why we specified a gazebo in the desert, not a gazebo meaning an attachment to a house where you have a patio over there, everybody would be made a pitikra yored v'sotein. But here, Taina Shmuel, the din of pitikra yored v'sotein is limited to a place that has been delineated at least on one side by a mechitza. If there's no delineation, you can't create delineation with Pit Tikra Yored V'Sotei. So now Rav, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Let's go through the various sheets. So the way Rav understands Rabbi Meir, why would you not be allowed to carry from a gag to a chutzner? Why is it clear that we're only talking about gagot or reshut for themselves? Chutz or reshut for themselves, we're going to clarify later on. No, you know why. That's included in the Gezeirah of Yitzchak Bar Avidimi. It's true that we never said that before. In other words, before, we were talking about places that were physically separated one from the other. They're physically separated one from the other. in height. I understand that I'll confuse that with the Tel Gavoa Asara Bushitarabim. But you need to know that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi's Gezerah is broader than that. It's any different type of construct that would allow you to confuse a Tel Bushitarabim. Therefore, Rabbi Meir Tainis, look, Gagot are usually up there in the sky, Chotzer is down here. Therefore, even if it works out not that way, you can't carry from one to the other. So that, by definition, Gagot are one type of Rishus, Chotzer is a different type of Rishus. Okay. Now, the way we just explained Shmuel, I'll leave it to Rabbana. Why could we not carry from a Gag, which is Yoter Mibeit Satayim, into a Karfaf that's Yoter Mibeit Satayim? It should be exactly the same Rishus, because according to Rav, we gave the Gag the same din as a Karmelit, which means it's exactly the same as the Karfaf. Omar Rava, the truth is that according to Shmuel, there is no explanation for that in principle. It's a different Gezerah. And the Gezerah is that we're afraid, Shema Yipachet Hagag. Since the only heter here would be in a Gag that is more than a Beit Satayim, where it's Osir Letalto, into a Karfaf that is yet to be Beit Satayim, where it's Osir Letalto, meaning outside of Arvama. How about, and we'll see, the Gemara's going to clarify in a moment, because there's no edge to the roof. If you're standing on the roof, you do not have a clear indication of where the horizon is. You know you measured it once. It was more than a Beit Satayim, and you were only allowed to be metalto betoch arba amos. Agreed. If any changes are made to the house that maybe make a slight difference in the Gag, you'd never notice it on the Gag. Because you don't see it. It comes off the edge. As far as you're concerned, the sharp edge drops off a foot earlier, a foot later. You don't pay any attention. Lamaisa, if you would survey the Gag again, now that they redid the home and they built a patio and so on, and they took off a little bit of the bedroom in order to make the patio, you don't notice it on the roof. Because of that, once that Gag has gone down to less than Beit Satayim, you're allowed to have a Tata Bekula. So that is Rishus HaYochid. If you'd continue to carry from it into a Karmelit, you'd be carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Karmelit. Because of that, Shmuel Tainas, you cannot be Metalto from one to the other. Says the Gemara, but if that's the case, you could always say that. If Gzer Shema Yipachet Agag, the same thing would be true about a Karfaf into another Karfaf. I mean, maybe you'll make the Karfaf smaller than Beit Satayim, and you'll move the Mechitza? No. Let's just set aside. Be careful, Karfaf, Nami lo Yatalta, Dilma Mivchit. Maybe you'll make it a little smaller, and Atula Totule, if you took off a piece of your backyard in order to make a garden somewhere. Now it's Pachas Mishnah from Beit Satayim. No, says the Gemara. That, over there, there's no question. Does it have walls around it? Obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be a Karfa. So the walls, once you change where the walls are, you immediately notice the change. In other words, your brain is constantly adjusting the size. It's only because of the drop-off at the edge of the roof, where the only reason it was a Karfaf was because we were virtually extending the walls outside of the home. Well, you don't really see those walls unless you're wearing your Google glasses that are attuned to Erevin. But normally you wouldn't see a wall there at all. Therefore, imifchet, if anything is changed in the size of the home beneath the Gag, you will not pay any attention to it. Elo minkra milta, you won't even note that now it's a pure Rishut HaYachid. I think we should leave it at that, because this introduces our next sugya in detail. Boy, Rami Barchov, shtei amot begad v'shtei amot be'amud ma'al. What kind of question is that, man? What the Karmelit of Rishut HaYachid coming by? Like, what is it? Is it a two-year-old? Rami Barchov, agav churpi lo ayin, but what he meant to ask was this. In other words, do we say that given the low high chazadira, the low high chazadira, so what are you going to talk about the question of the urine where there are no urine? Here it's chadarishasi. Al dilma kivan de migag lagag osir, Migagak Sardinamios. Boy, Rav Bibi Barabaya. How about Shtemot Begag, Shtemot Bechurvama, Omrav Kana? Sounds awfully familiar, that question. I seem to recall having heard it from Rami Bar Choma. Omrav Bibi Barabaya, you're accusing me of plagiarism? I'm asking you about something else. Al Sadra lo chaziladira, churva lo chaz is chaziladira. So if it's chaziladira, what's your question? And my question is imtim tzalomar. Let's say imtim tzalomar al Sadra over there. You were matir the shtei amot begag, shtei amot b'chazad. Maybe that's because lo chaziladira. But a churva is chaziladira, or perhaps we should look at the current status that hashtamia led by the urine. Teku on both of the above. Gagin Hashavin, according to Rabbi Meir, or Gag Yachid, according to Rabbona, which have the same din. So Rav says, okay, carry in the whole thing, why not? Shmuel, paradoxically, says, Evetatel Boela Barba. So Rav, Amar Mutalatalta Bakula, what? Kashi the Rav at Rav? No. In the case before, there's no minkra mechitzata, because we're talking about virtual mechitzas under a roof. Baruch minkra mechitzata. Shmuel amar, ein metatim bo'ela barba amot. How could that be? Kasha Shmuel ad Shmuel. Because over there, it wasn't more than beit satayim on any area that wasn't surrounded by a virtual wall. Baruch aviyoter mi beit satayim. Ayotayna, that the mechitzas were made with the ur? No. Because the mechitzas were made to live lamata, but lamala lo avina, they were never made for the roof. You're only making them now using good achis, good asik, and therefore it's kikarfav yeter rebeit sataim, which was not ukaf ladira. V'chol karfav yeter rebeit sataim shelo ukaf ladira ein metatlem bo ela biarba itma. Sefina, Rav Amar Mutla Tatva Kula, Shulay Metatimba Elabarba. Rav Amar Mutla Tatva Kula, why not? There's a perfectly good mechitza. Vishmuel Amar, no, that mechitza doesn't count. Ein Metatimba Elabarba Amot, those mechitzot were made, Lavriach Mai, and not for living. Omer Vkir by Yosef Vishmuel, well, I mean, you being serious? Hilchata Kavatech or Hilchata Kirav? I'm like, obviously, Hilchata Kirav. Amrav Gila, Amrav Kir by Yosef, Umoda Rav, Sheim Kafa'a al Piha, Shein Metatim Bala Baba Amot. Well, I mean, wouldn't it depend? Kafa Lamai. If you're going to live inside your boat, Lodur Tachtel, it's no different than any Kag Yechidi. Ella, we're talking about that you were kofa the boat to do work on the hull from the underneath, from the area that would normally be underwater. To waterproof it, lezofta.
It's just temporary.
Yeah, no, that's not the point. The point is nobody's living in there. It doesn't have to do with temporary. Rav Ashi learns, in fact, this discussion the way we just did. Asfina. Rav Achabre, the Rava, learns that it was referring to the case of the Achsadra. Ditma Achsadra bebika, Rav Amar Mutalatata Bekula, Shmuel Amar Imatata Melar Barba. Rav Amar Mutalatata Bekula, Amrina Pitikra Yared Vesotem, Shmuel Amar Imatata Melar Barba. Ah, Lo Amrina Pitikra Yared Vesotem. Rav Alibad Rebbe Meir, why wouldn't he agree that you could be metalta from a gag to a chotzer? No, that's a gzeir mishum rejus of Arvadina. And Shmuel, Alibad Rabbanu, why is he not matir being metalta from a gag, yot rebet sataim, that you can only be metalta betoch arba, to a karfav, that's yot rebet sataim? Omar Rava Barula, gzeir Hashema yipachet agag, and now it'll be less than bet sataim, and now it'll be a full shatayachid. So that means you should always worry about that. Even mikarfa flakarfa nami lo yatato. Dilma mifkit vatoile totule. No. There's walls. So imifkit minkro milta. Hoka on the gag, it's only virtual walls. And imifkit lo minkro milta.